EagleNet has spent the majority of its stimulus funds while reaching less than one quarter of intended educational institutions. That's according to the Denver Post. Yesterday, scrutiny at the state capitol was bipartisan by legislative audit committee members. Today, at the federal level, it was Republicans on the Subcommittee of Communications and Technology who raised pointed questions about the project. Like this one from Colorado Representative Cory Gardner.
Are we overbuilding? Are you laying fiber where existing fiber exists?
That's not necessarily overbuilding, as I explained in my previous answer.
Are you laying fiber where existing fiber
exists? I'm sure some of our crazies.
Gardner was questioning Lawrence Strickling, head of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA. That's the agency responsible for overseeing EagleNet and 230 other broadband projects across the country funded with billions of dollars in stimulus funds. But the Colorado project has become emblematic of what could potentially go wrong. On Wednesday, Strickling explained the project is currently suspended, not necessarily for bad reasons.
They wanted to take advantage of the economies of using fiber where originally they had proposed using microwave.
This is a good change because
this means that they'll be able to have greater capacity than they otherwise would have.
The issue now is that EagleNet failed to comply with requirements for environmental permits to complete the project. EagleNet officials weren't at Wednesday's meeting and were unavailable for comment via phone. But this week they did say they're working to get the suspension lifted in the next 30 days. Ultimately, it's the idea of moving forward that Colorado Democratic Representative Diana DeGette suggested to the NTIA.
As a senior member of this committee, I will make you the offer and I'll make Mr. Gardner the offer. I would be happy to sit down on a bipartisan basis with him and with your office and see if we can make peace in Colorado.
But scrutiny is unlikely to die down in the near term. At the state level, legislators are scrutinizing how EagleNet has spent millions in stimulus funds and another $35 million in matching in-kind donations. The project is being required to submit a financial audit to the state. That's due by the end of March. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.